from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Listener, you're listening to the English program by Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'm Steve, will be in here with you with those information that you can listen on voanews.id and also the application RRI Digital, plus from the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And in a moment, we'll begin with the news. Here is the headlines. Indonesia attends BRICS Summit as a full member. Indonesia's Ministry of Creative Economy highlights radio's potential amid digital era, and here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has concluded his participation in the 2025 BRICS Summit, taking place over 2 days in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on July 6 and 7, 2025. The president's presence at the summit marks Indonesia's official participation for the first time as a full member of BRICS. In an official statement delivered on Tuesday, Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya described the moment as a historic milestone in Indonesia's foreign relations.
Yang mana ini artinya?
This marks a new chapter in history. Indonesia officially participated in the BRICS summit for the first time. It was initiated by the president himself, and within the same year, we were accepted. All BRICS member countries supported and endorsed us, and in the same year, we officially became a full member of BRICS.
Dan akhirnya di tahun yang sama juga kita resmi menjadi anggota penuh.
The forum was attended by 28 heads of state and government, including 10 BRICS member countries, 10 partner nations, and 8 guest countries. President Prabowo used the opportunity to share Indonesia's vision of expanding global cooperation. Furthermore, BRICS now represents nearly 50% of the world's population and accounts for approximately 35% of the global gross domestic product or GDP. Indonesia's membership is seen as a recognition of the country's strategic role on the global stage. Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy Teuku Rifki Harsya emphasized the country's radio industry still holds significant potential for growth despite facing digitalization challenges. He made the statement during a press conference following the launch of Radio Masih Ada or Radio Still Exists program, a collaborative initiative between Ministry of Creative Economy, Radio Republik Indonesia, and the management of Tamrin 9 building in Jakarta on Monday. The minister explained that in the face of digital transformation, the radio industry must adapt and find ways to connect more closely with its listener. The Radio Masih Ada program, which brings live broadcast studios into public spaces, is an example of how radio can reach audiences directly.
Ya, tetapi kaitannya dengan pendengar kan juga harus semakin dekat. Di sinilah kegiatan ini bagaimana RRI.
In terms of listenership, we need to get even closer. This program demonstrates how RRI is taking proactive steps by setting up mobile studios, engaging directly with public, whether in office building, shopping malls, or other public venues, to let them experience being a radio broadcaster or guest speaker.
Ya, bagaimana menjadi penyiar radio atau bagaimana menjadi narasumber radio dan seterusnya.
Teuku Rifki further explained that to strengthen the radio ecosystem, the Ministry of Creative Economy is also supporting talents within the radio industry, promoting policies that facilitate industry development, and advocating for revisions to the broadcasting law, particularly concerning terrestrial radio digitalization. The efforts aim to make the radio sector more adaptive and competitive. He expressed hope that the radio industry would continue to grow by collaborating with other sectors within the broader creative economy ecosystem. Indonesia's Minister of Creative Economy, Tuku Rifki Harshad, revealed that the government is currently processing a long-term financing scheme to support the creative economy sector, including the proposed establishment of an endowment fund. He made the statement during a press conference in Jakarta on Monday. Tuku Rifki explained that while endowment fund for the creative industry is still under discussion, creative economy actors can already rely on an existing financing mechanism, which offers loans up to 500 million rupees or around $32,000 with direct assistance from the ministry.
Tetapi sementara yang sudah bisa berjalan itu kan dari KUR, kredit usaha rakyat untuk industri.
For now, the micro loan scheme for creative industries up to 500 million rupiah is already operational. The ministry provides direct assistance for the process. There are some requirements and coordination with our ministry is necessary. As a loan program, it must be repaid, but there are flexible terms, including interest rate. The program is already running, but we have mentoring for around 60 entrepreneurs that we are trying to mentor.
Tapi kita ada pendampingan sekitar 60 pengusaha yang kita coba dampingi.
He also noted that the ministry has been in active dialogue with the Financial Services Authority to design alternative funding policies that are more adaptable for the creative industry. According to him, it is currently reviewing new financing models to broaden access beyond conventional funding schemes. Indonesia and Australia strengthen cultural understanding through reading Goda. More detail by Ofra.
Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, who also serves as the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque, Professor Nasaruddin Umar, together with the Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Ruth Brazier, officially launched the Australian Reading Corner at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta on Thursday. In his remarks, Ambassador Ruth Brazier emphasized the importance of this literacy space as a way for Indonesians to gain deeper insight into Australian culture and society. He also expressed hope that the Reading Corner would promote unity in diversity, a value upheld by both nations, and become a source of inspiration for Indonesian students and the wider community to keep learning and thinking openly.
I hope the Australian Reading Corner at Istiqlal will become a place where Indonesians can learn more about Australia and gain deeper knowledge of its culture and society. Like Indonesia, Australia upholds unity in diversity, which helps strengthening democracy and building a better future. I sincerely hope this Reading Corner will inspire Indonesian students and the public in general.
Ambassador Brazier also highlighted the shared values and diversity found in Australia, where Islam is now the second largest religion after Christianity and is one of the fastest growing faith in the country. He noted that such information, along with many other insights, can now be easily accessed at the Australian Reading Corner in the Istiqlal Mosque Library. He added that the presence of this Reading Corner is a meaningful symbol of the close friendship between Australia and Indonesia and a way to deepen mutual understanding through literacy and education.
The Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs on Tuesday kicked off the first International Musabakah Qiraatul Kutub or Torah's Book Reading Competition. At the launching monitored from Jakarta, the Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said that the activity was carried out with the aim that participants could internalize the knowledge in the Islamic theological Torah's books, known as Yellow Books, so that they could implement it in their daily lives.
Mudah-mudahan dengan kemampuan kita,
hopefully with our ability to read these Torah's books, our inner atmosphere will also rise, and thus the theology of love can be born as a living law, a way of life in our daily lives.
Meanwhile, the Director General of Islamic Education at Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Amin Suyitno, said the first International Musabakah Qiraatul Kutub, or MQK, was attended by more than 8,000 students from more than 1,000 Islamic boarding schools. In addition, the Musabakah was also attended by participants from several countries, including Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines. The kick of the first international MQK marked the beginning of a series of Basabaka or competition activities that will take place in South Sulawesi on October the 1st until the 7th. In efforts to strengthening disaster resilience, digitization has now become the primary solution for mitigating risks and improving rapid response. A seminar organized by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency in collaboration with East Java Provincial Government on Tuesday emphasized the importance of technology integration in disaster management. Deputy for System and Strategy of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Raditya Jati, said that digitization helps providing a fast disaster response.
Jadi salah satu yang menjadi kebutuhan.
So one of the urgent needs in this digitization is how it will be related to early warning systems, spatial planning, use, and more integrated risk reduction, which is quite important.
Cukup penting.
Furthermore, Raditya Jati mentioned that economic losses due to disasters also highlighted the urgency of leveraging technology, deemed crucial to breaking the chain of recurring losses. He hoped that the seminar would not only share insights but also produce replicable models for other regions. Listener, that was the news, and here comes commentary about radio and today's challenges by Anna Trijayakasi.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on radio and today's challenges. The radio industry is still growing rapidly, even though it is required to always innovate with creativity and current adaptation. It is undeniable that in the current digitization era, if it is unable to adapt to the current situation and conditions, the radio industry will be marginalized and abandoned by its listeners. The radio industry must be able to get closer to the public through creative, innovative, and interesting programs. For this, it takes courage to carry out radio activities that are more than just in the studio. Regarding radio innovation and creativity, the Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsya, in a press conference after collaborating with Radio Republik Indonesia and Tamrin 9 in an event entitled Radio Masih Ada on Monday, emphasized that the radio industry in Indonesia still has great potential to develop amidst the challenges of digitalization. Through creative and innovative programs, listeners will be able to feel how to be a broadcaster or reporter, interact in the studio, and become a resource person in an open area. In fact, to strengthen radio in operating, a legal umbrella is needed so that in carrying out activities, radio activists can be more creative and innovative in accordance with the times. Minister Teuku Rifki Harsya said that he would support and assist in the revision of the broadcasting law in order to further encourage policies that facilitate the development of the radio industry. All of this aims to make the radio industry more competitive and can be well received by its listeners. In addition, radio must also be able to play its role as a bridge to reach the public more quickly, accurately, credibly, and trustworthy in the midst of digitization and non-mainstream media content. In fact, radio has its own positive value because it is able to provide something different from social media. It is no secret that information in social media content is often not filtered properly and ends with hoaxes or fake news that causes unrest. Hopefully, the radio industry can continue to grow with creative innovation, able to provide interesting, trustworthy, but still entertaining programs. That was commentary.
Telah lama aku menyimpan surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menanggung,
tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
toxic, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRA Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRA stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRA Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikamu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia.
Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism.
Ini kita contoh pariwisata kita Bolobobo.
We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insi Singer Kasdi Subagiono succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Teringatku di sini akan senyum manismu sedekat itu. Ragamu berdiri seakan pertemuan yang pertama kali. Satu permintaanku, tolonglah nyanyikan alunan mimpiku. Bawa kembali hadirmu di sini. Bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin pelukmu temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Kisahnya telah usai, air mata menyerbu. Seruntuh itu ku kehilanganmu. Ku luapkan cerita lewat doa. Hadirmu di
hidupmu di sini, ku ingin pelukmu temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Ku berlari ke pelukmu meski abadi dalam mimpi.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from trusted sources only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
like you.
amid the bustling downtown of Jakarta, you can find rare, unique local porridge called bubur aceh. This is a special cuisine of Betawi Tengah people, the native people of central Jakarta. A mix of local and European culture, it is made from porridge drizzled with a local mixture samur, a legacy of Dutch heritage. In this stall, located near the well-known Selamat Datang Monument, bubur aceh is topped with bean sprouts, cucumber, peanuts, and pickled vegetables, and served with crackers.
Dusan dari Bogor, dari Bogor jauh-jauh mau nyari bubur aceh nggak ada lagi yang jual, cuma nggak ada bubur pakai kuah semur, daging, asinan.
Teh manisnya tiga mbak.
Enak nih, segar.
This morning, people are flocked to the stall, ordering bubur aceh and others, including ketan serundeng, sticky rice topped with grated coconut that mixed with brown sugar. The stall is now managed by Bang Lopi, hence its namesake stall.
Dulu yang datang orang tua saya. Sekarang saya terakhir udah tiga generasi. Kalau saya udah 30 tahun lalu megang.
With its special taste and hot plain tea, bubur aceh could be your morning starter to explore the world's mega city.
Listener, buckle up because you will get to know more about Indonesia in Indonesia Wonder.
VOI listener, Pinisi ship is a legendary wooden ship from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, which is thought to have been made since the 14th century or 1400s. Now, tourists can enjoy the sensation of sailing on the Pinisi ship in Indonesian waters. Usually, tourists sail on the Pinisi ship in the waters of Labuan Bajo. However, now the Riau Islands, which are the gateway to Indonesian maritime tourism, are offering sailing services on Pinisi ship for the first time while enjoying the stunning water landscape of the Riau Islands. Sailing on the Pinisi, you can enjoy the experience of sailing while enjoying the sunset against the backdrop of the Barelang Bridge which is the icon of the city of Batam. On January 1, 2024, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, had the opportunity to enjoy the experience of sailing on the Pinisi ship in the Riau Islands. According to him, the natural view of the Riau Islands from the boat was very beautiful and the food service was super delicious. Sailing services on the Pinisi are not a new tourism product in Indonesia, but in Riau Islands waters, this is the first time and has become an attraction for local tourists. Listener, Pinisi Ship provides a number of facilities ranging from beds, food, and much more. You can try the 4 days, 3 nights, or 3 days, 2 nights package. Traveling on the Pinisi, you can relax with your family, diving, snorkeling, and more. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
If you want to come to Indonesia, of course you will need to speak Indonesian to get closer to our people. And now you can learn about it on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. You will listen to a conversation about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island. I'm going to say each word 2 times and please repeat after me.
Saat ini. Saat ini.
Which means right now.
Di pesisir. Di pesisir.
Which means on the coast.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island.
Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island.
Bersama. Bersama.
Which means together with.
Petugas. Petugas.
Which means officer.
Taman Nasional. Taman Nasional.
Which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now, I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there is the word
pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, a land next to or near the ocean.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, is a word we use related to a natural landscape.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means cost was used by Chris to stage a part of beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature.
Terumbu karang, terumbu karang,
which means coral reef.
Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah.
Coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty.
Hutan bakau, hutan bakau,
which means mangrove forest.
Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa.
Which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was called the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and my colleague
Ranov. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
More songs from Indonesia is coming up next in the Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song created by Aris and popularized by the New Cyclone Music Group was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone, but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away. But at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening.
Thank you very much for people listening to our broadcast on vonews.id, the application RRI Digital, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Don't forget to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI_official, and also our YouTube channel VOI Official. Got something to say? You can send it directly to us to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. And also our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.